Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Looking out for love.
Welcome back.
In the night so still.
Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about it. Continuing our visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. We're talking about value pricing. What do you got to do? How does it work? Peter, we've talked about listening. We've talked about putting the customer first, finding out what they want, building trust, always trying to seek more value in your proposal from them, getting that recognition of value from them so you can raise your prices and get your margins that you need. And, that, of course, that also means you got to operate your business profitably. You got to do your part. By buying in quantities as much as you can, taking the discounts when you can, that sort of thing. How do we wrap this up? What are our last things to think about on value pricing?
I think where you just started the whole discussion just now is the right place to start again, and that is that if you want to engage in trust and if you want your customers to feel satisfied, you engage in listening first. And the way you engage in listening first is to practice not good statements, but practice good questions. And Jim, you're really good about writing out good questions in your books and articles. But I think it's worth taking a minute to say, what are some good questions you'd want to ask your customer that would help you understand their sense of the value proposition so you can tailor your sense to theirs and increase your margins and their satisfaction?
Well, what you got to do is first thing you got to do is make sure they don't talk about price too soon. That's one of the problems you run into is customers want to know how much first, right? And of course, these days, a lot of times they know what the competitor wants. But, sure. But the main thing is make sure that you don't let the customer talk too soon about what things cost, and that means talking about using what I call the conceptual selling methods, which is where you continue to talk to them about what this is going to mean to them, how this is going to benefit them. And not talking. One of the ways I've done it is somebody says how much, and I say, well, you know what, I could give you a price right now, but until you know whether I can do what you want to your satisfaction, and answer all your specifications, what difference does it make what the price is? And that usually makes them back up and do something else.
Excellent point. And if you take that direction and say, until we know what you actually want, we don't know what the price should be. It doesn't matter what the price should be, if you're not getting what you want, then the next question is, how do you know what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start to want to ask a lot of questions about defining success for a product or a project.
Mm-hmm.
When we're done, what will give you a smile on your face?
Mm-hmm.
How do you define success?
I love that.
Construction project or car tires? What will give you the best smile on your face? How will we know we've succeeded when we're done here?
And you've got to include intangibles, don't you? You can't just say,
going
to say, well, yeah, I want a square building. I want it to stand up. I want to pass the code. I want to get a certificate of occupancy, and I want to be able to rent it. You can say, well, a lot of people can do that, but there are other elements in there, aren't there? There are intangibles, aren't there?
Absolutely. I want to say to that customer you just described, when you're standing in front of the building and looking at it, what will bring a smile to your face as opposed to simply a sense of, here's my building?
Right.
What will make you grin? That's what is I want to understand. Because if I can do that for you for a little more money or no more money,
right,
I want to do that for you. When you say that to a customer, when you say that to anybody, what you're saying is that I value you. And value-based pricing is based on the value the customer receives
mm-hmm.
from you.
And that's the reason we come right back to your first point, Peter. What you say your value pricing is, what you think your value proposition is it may be a good place to start, but it is not where the deal is going to be made, is it?
No. The deal is going to be made when the customer feels they're getting real value from you in their sense. Then margins go up, and
yeah.
Then you get what you want from your business.
Let me give you an example of how I've gotten myself into a bind before, Peter. I have established my value proposition and did such a good job of selling, I realized the customer would have paid me more because I declared what I thought my value proposition was and my price, and they took it. And I thought, wow, man, I did such a good job, I probably could have got more. So you might want to wait on that, right?
I absolutely have discovered through research we've done that most people undercharge.
Yeah. Small businesses do every day, all the time.
Every day.
They're the worst. Small business, it's the biggest crime. If you could indict a small business for anything, indict them for undercharging their customers.
So let me leave you with a question I think we should ask more often.
All right.
Customers buy from us, we say thank you. We don't often enough say to them, why did you buy from us?
I don't know why that's uncomfortable, but that's an important question. No question about it. Hey, yes. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. Check it out. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.